Welcome, welcome. This is your boy DJ Gloire right here on Active FM, and you're listening to Ultimate Engines. And basically today is going to be a bumpy ride because we are talking about luxury cars. Wait, did I say luxury cars? Oh, I guess it's not going to be so bumpy. Anyway, we're going to our topic, which is going to be luxury cars, and I hope that you are going to enjoy this because, man, I believe that luxury is the best. I mean, who would go for anything better? But anyway, we're talking about luxury, and before that, you can hit us on our social media pages, and on Instagram, we are at ActiveFM777, on Facebook is /ActiveFM, and on Twitter is at ActiveFM777, the number of heaven. You know how we keep it good, we keep it real, we keep it locked right here on Active FM. And like I said, we're talking about luxury cars. Guys, excuse me, I don't know why I changed my accent, but it's just a thing. Don't ask me why, but it's just a thing, you know. I just like to transition. You know, usually I sometimes use my South African accent, you know, my English South African accent, and all of a sudden sometimes I just switch up and, you know, start using the American accent. You know, it's just something that I like to do, and like I said, don't question me why, but I just love the American accent. Or sometimes I feel like I go back to my bloodline, you know. I know I'm black and African, but I just like to switch to the British accent because it's like so cool, you know. You know, British accent is, I don't think there's anything better than that, but yeah. So anyway, we're going to luxury cars. So just a couple of luxury cars, and today we're talking about the best luxury cars, and I'm not going to speak about them in any particular order. I'm just going to go at it because, I mean, every different car and every different brand have different standards, and obviously we do have comparisons, but at the same time, because of how long the cars have been in the game, have been in the industry, and how well they've been doing their stuff, their production, it will obviously determine how good their products and qualities are. But yeah, we're talking luxury cars, and I believe luxury is something that we all love. At the same time, it is not always affordable, and hopefully one day we do get to that point whereby we do not have to literally give up an arm and a leg for a luxury car, but we'll be able to afford it. Anyway, I'm just gonna list a couple of luxury cars, and we're going to do luxury talk today. And luxury is not just necessarily a car that is expensive, which you pay a high price for, and that has good interior, but it is much broader than that. And the first car that we're going to mention today, that we are going to speak about, is the Mercedes S-Class. And personally, if you were with me from the beginning, you would know that my favorite brand is actually the Mercedes. I am confessing, I am a big Mercedes fan. I mean, there's no other car that I would rather drive than a Mercedes. I mean, Mercedes is everything that you want in a car. We have from luxury ranges to sporty to supercars. Does Mercedes have supercars? Okay, I'll have to recheck on that. I'm not exactly sure, but I know we do have sports cars, we have luxury cars, and Mercedes is just basically the brand for me. But we're talking Mercedes-Benz S-Class, and Mercedes-Benz S-Class is basically everything that you want in a luxury car. So let's go to the interior of a Mercedes-Benz. So, you know, Mercedes never disappoints when it comes to interior. Mercedes, especially the S-Class. I mean, Mercedes and luxury are just meant to be. And one valid point, which is basically 1 out of 100 that I can mention about the Mercedes S-Class, is that when driving the Mercedes S-Class, you do not feel the vibrations. You know, usually with other different cars, you know, when the road is narrow or it's bumpy, you feel this sort of vibration feeling in your steering wheel and in your pedals. Well, with Mercedes, they've worked extra hard on actually making sure that we get the best of driver experience. Hence, you will not feel vibrations while driving the Mercedes S-Class, is because it was built that way. And you know, Mercedes, they always keep it real with the standard. They never disappoint, and that's something that I'd like to commend them for. So, you know, Mercedes-Benz S-Class, when you're driving, you do not feel vibrations in the steering or the pedal, and you do not also hear winds or tire roars when driving on a speedway. I mean, that is something that we have that is common with most cars. When you're driving on a speedway, you hear roars, and sometimes it sounds nice, sometimes it doesn't, but it's also very pleasing to the ear that you actually hear the sound of nothing. I mean, who says that you need a car that make noise? I know maybe we like cars that make noise because sometimes we like to brag, and that's what we do. So the more noise our car makes, you know, the more beastly it feels like. You're like, yes, man, this is the car. I have the car, you know, just because your car is making all that noise. But that's not the point. So it has a very quiet engine too, and it is very comfortable for driving. You don't feel the narrow road, you don't feel the speed humps because of the way the Mercedes has been made, and it's made to make driving comfortable. So it helps you drive through the narrow roads and the speed humps, and also has ability to make you not really feel them. So those are some features that come with the S-Class, and it comes with like a very quiet engine. You know, the engine does not make a lot of noise. It sometimes almost feels as if the start and stop system has actually like went off, but that's the quality of the Mercedes. That's how quiet the engine is. So that's something you want to look out for. And it has a silky smooth automatic 9-speed gearbox. The last feature that I wanted to mention about the Mercedes S-Class before we move on to our other car is that the Mercedes-Benz has in its seats a heating and massaging system. Wow. I mean, it's something that is now common in cars, but at the same time, yo, isn't that relaxing? I mean, that just complements the car. I mean, it's a luxury car after all, but at the same time, you have all this beautiful luxury going to a well-polished, a wooden furnace in the car, wooden surface in the car, and you have beautiful leather seats, and then you get heating and massaging systems in the car. I mean, what more would you want? There's nothing better. Guys, look out for the Mercedes S-Class Benz. I'm just thinking about how I'll be, you know, cruising in my Mercedes, driving in a winter morning off to work, or let's say for example to church, and I'm driving and it's a very cold morning and all I want to do is relax. I'll just turn on my heater and turn on my massagers and let my seats do the work while I drive. Sure, that'll just be so relieving. I mean, I don't think you can get anything better than that. Guys, please do look out for the Mercedes S-Class. And for those of you that have been sleeping on Mercedes, for those of you that have not been paying attention, this is actually your time to pay attention right now. Mercedes is doing the most out there. So y'all better keep it locked. Y'all better watch out for Mercedes. Man, I'm coming for you. Moving on to our next car. We are going to be talking about the Bentley Continental GT. Bentley Continental GT. Now, there's not much I'm going to say about the Bentley Continental GT. Obviously, there's a few stuff that I'm going to share here and there, but you want to listen because Bentley also is a car that's really doing it out there, you know. It's doing the most, and I really recommend that you should have a look at this car, because Bentley Continental GT, yo, I don't know when will I be able to afford that car, but the day that I will be able to afford that car, man, I'm going to be a really happy man. Like, you will see a big smile on my face. Obviously, I'm not sidelining all the other cars, and believe me, my heart is still with Mercedes, in case you were convinced that I've ditched Mercedes. No, I have not. Mercedes is my woman crush every day. But the Bentley Continental, wow, when I actually had a look at that car, it looks stunning. Nothing ordinary about that car. Just from the style, the design of the car, it's everything you want. It looks sporty, yet it is a luxury car. And if you happen to be lucky to drive inside one of those Bentley GTs, it's actually a treat. Like, it's beautiful inside. But anyway, I'm not gonna say much. I'm just gonna move on to the next car, which is a Rolls-Royce Phantom, which to start with has a 6.75 liter petrol engine, and it is really quiet on the road. So here's something that is going to be, that is very common with all these luxury cars, is that they're very quiet on the road. That's also something to give you, to tell you that, okay, you know what, as much as we like sporty cars and we like racing, when it comes to luxury cars, it has to be something which is complementing, something that actually, you know, you can tell, okay, here I'm not just driving for the fun of it, but I'm also looking stylish in this car. So Rolls-Royce Phantom, guys, have a look at that car. And yeah, yes, so Rolls-Royce Phantom, have a look at that car. The next car that I'm going to speak about is the BMW 7 Series. And I'm just going to mention a few key factors, nothing much about the BMW 7 Series, and a very brief background on the BMW as a whole. BMW, like with every other cars, has been having competition, and mainly the competition is mostly focused on or channeled towards the Mercedes. And BMW has had great rivalry with Mercedes in the past and even till this day. And if we do our research properly, it is actually quite obvious that in the past days, BMW always had the better half of the competition, because BMW always used to win. But something switched, and in the past decades, Mercedes has actually been ruling. You know, Mercedes has taken over. They have taken over this game. Yes, Mercedes. That's what I'm talking about. Anyway, let's not divert from our topic. So Mercedes has always had the upper hand, and currently right now Mercedes is doing the most out there. So yeah, we know that right now currently Mercedes is beating BMW in terms of cars and in terms of luxury as a whole. So I'm just going to talk about BMW a little bit. So for the BMW 7 Series, I'd like to compliment the car's design. It just looks really beautiful. Like, that's one BMW I wouldn't mind driving, because personally for me, when I looked at the BMW before, if I can talk about a car, like basically there are 3 series, it looks like a nice car, but at the same time it looks like something that you want to play with. Like, maybe one day you're feeling adventurous and you want to go for a ride, so maybe you decide to take it on a dirt road. But the BMW 7 Series is everything that you want, and basically it gives you that look to say, you know what, when I'm driving this car I can feel confident. I mean, that even looks like even a businessman can drive that car and feel confident, because that car is luxury, that car is everything nice, and it's something that you want to drive from the exterior to the interior. It also has some wooden features here and there in the interior of the car, and basically from the doors too, and it's something that you should have a look at. So that's basically what I'm going to share on the BMW. And the last thing about the BMW that I'm going to share is that the BMW uses carbon fiber actually for the material, the BMW 7 Series. And the purpose behind the use of carbon fiber is to make the BMW lighter in terms of weight. So yeah, moving on to our next car, which is the Audi R8. And a few features that I'm going to mention, which the Audi R8 has, is a satellite navigation. And basically satellite navigation is a navigation system like every other navigation system. So yeah, anyway, the Audi R8 has satellite navigation, it has electrically adjustable seats, and it has heated leather seats. So the seats are not just leather heated seats, but they're also electrically adjustable, and it uses satellite navigation. Now moving on to our last car, which is the Jaguar I-Pace, which also happens to be electrical. Wow. These days we're having more and more electric cars that are coming into the business, and I believe electric cars are going to take us up by storm, and electric cars are just going to be a thing. We're not any longer going to have petrol cars. But I mean, I don't mind. I mean, Firstly, electric cars are going to save us so much fuel money. And when I say us, I mean us, because I believe in faith. I know I'm not yet driving, but I am getting my driver's license, and soon I am going to be driving. So look out for me, because road, I am coming. Anyway, electric cars are taking us up by storm, and basically we're having more and more electric cars. Obviously the concept is still being introduced rather slowly, and there's still a lot of stuff that are to be worked on, but I believe electric cars are the future, and I believe you do too. So the last luxury car that I'm going to mention is the Jaguar I-Pace. The Jaguar I-Pace is an electric car. It is out there, go check it out. Reason why I didn't mention a lot of stuff in this show today is because basically I didn't want to give off too much information, and I know there's some stuff, valid points, and a lot of stuff that you wanted to hear more about the show, but I'd like you guys to go and actually have research, like do research, and on our next show, whenever we speak about something, you'll be fully informed, just in case you happen to talk about luxury cars and any of these cars are being mentioned. So go dig further, and yeah man, get to know your cars. And that is it for our topic today, luxury cars. Like I said, we're talking everything luxury. I hope you enjoyed this, because I did. I mean, I'm always keen on knowing more about cars, and I'm always constantly building my knowledge, and believe me, by the time you and I get to the third quarter of the year, this show is going to be on another level. Like, this level that we are at now is just pretty basic. I mean, my relationship with you on the mic is like, you know, it's just like a friendly relationship, or should I say an acquaintance. But me and you are going to be best friends forever. So you keep on listening to the car show, Ultimate Engines, the show that keeps you on the road. And keep it locked, keep it real. You can catch us on our social media pages at ActiveFM777, which is our Instagram page, at ActiveFM777 on Twitter, /ActiveFM on Facebook. You can catch us on our website. It is www.activefm.co.za. And that is it from your boy DJ Gloire, and I am signing out. Peace. Now, hear this.
Christ music is hot music. Yeah, bye bye.
Let's just say I heard the truth.